Why would anyone ever want to use a laxative on their hair or their skin? Well, you're about to find out, because castor oil has stood the test of time. The Egyptians used it, the Greeks used it, the Romans used it, the Chinese used it. So if it didn't work, it wouldn't be around this long. So there's a very special compound in castor oil called retinoic acid. And the combination of different properties that this compound has is the perfect combination remedy for a lot of issues with your skin, your hair, especially as it relates to the common problems that people have, like dry skin, brittle hair, dry hair, hair loss. And so this compound has an anti-inflammatory effect, antimicrobial effect. It's a powerful antioxidant. It's an excellent moisturizer. So anything dry or dehydrated, it will revive. And not just on your face, on different parts of the body, like your heels, if you have cracked heels, on your scalp, especially if you have dandruff, or anywhere on your body. It can also be used on stretch marks or any scars. In that case, you would want to rub it into the area. It has a good amount of vitamin E, which is also good to break down scar tissue. And so you can kind of look at castor oil as a natural conditioner for your skin and hair. It penetrates those tissues and it helps to increase circulation, especially if you're using it on your hair. It goes into the follicles where the roots are. And so it can help balance this offset of pathogens versus your friendly bacteria. It won't affect the friendly bacteria on your skin, but only the unfriendly bacteria, which is quite fascinating. And it also has some additional omega-3 fatty acids, which is good for inflammation. So when you think of castor oil, think of like anything with like itis, dermatitis especially, or you can even use it for joint pain as well. Now, some people also use it for acne. Because it's an antibacterial, it can kind of go into the pores and help balance that out. Other people might use it for styes in the eye, which could be an infection. And it seems to balance out inflammation as well as the creating this antibacterial effect. It also has an antifungal effect, so you could use it on toenail fungus or yeast infection. Some people even use it for dry eyes. I'm not going to necessarily recommend that you start putting it in your eyeballs, but topically, I think it works great. So also, if you have these little dark spots from the sun, for example, this is a great remedy to help get rid of those. And so when you put it on your skin or your hair, you're going to notice it's going to shine. It's going to get rid of that dullness. And if you have damage from the sun, for example, this is great to rejuvenate or rehydrate your skin. And as you can see, there's many different applications of this. There's also recipes to add aloe vera to it as well to put on the face. So you can get really creative.
But castor oil by itself is a no-brainer.
It's relatively inexpensive. I would make sure that you get cold-pressed. Get the one without the hexane solvent, because if there's any traces of hexane, it can dry out your skin. I mean, hexane is what they use as a solvent to process and make seed oils, right? And so people are consuming, unknowingly, a tremendous amount of hidden seed oils when they don't realize that hexane is probably one of the residue chemicals in seed oils. The Jamaican black castor oil works a little better if you have anything related to a hair problem. Like, for example, you want to help with the stimulation of hair growth. Use the Jamaican black castor oil. Works a little bit better.
Castor oil can help
an overactive immune system, especially as it relates to alopecia. So I just wanted to create this short video to talk about the wide spectrum benefits of castor oil. And I mean, it really has virtually no downsides.